Gag order. David Petrakis's lawyer had a meeting with Mr. Neck and some kind of teacher lawyer. Guess who won? I bet David could skip class the rest of the year if he wanted and still get an A, which he would never do. But you better believe that whenever David raises his hand, Mr. Neck lets him talk as much as he wants. David, quiet David, is full of long, drawn-out, rambling opinions about social studies. The rest of the class is grateful. We bow down to the almighty David, who keeps the neck off our backs. Unfortunately, Mr. Neck still gives tests, and most of us fail them. Mr. Neck makes an announcement. Anyone who is flunking can write an extra credit report on a cultural influence at the turn of the century. He skipped the Industrial Revolution so he could drag our class past the year 1900. He does not want all of us in summer school. I don't want to see him in summer school either. I write about the suffragettes. Before the suffragettes came along, women were treated like dogs. Women could not vote. Women could not own property. Women were not allowed in many schools. They were dolls, with no thoughts or opinions or voices of their own. Then the suffragettes marched in, full of loud,